Yeah, hey, I wanted to talk to one of the towers down here. Where are you guys located? You're in California?
No, we're in Washington.
Okay, in Long Beach, California, we talked to one of the tower operators out here.
Oh, yes.
And he gave us a number to call. We armed a...
Pardon?
We armed something tonight.
Oh, okay, let's hear about it.
At about 8:20.
Uh-huh.
8:40, right in that area. It was flying, I'd say probably towards the southwest at about 200 plus.
Uh-huh.
All it had on it was white to orange. It was over the city of La Mirada at about 600 feet. Something white fell off of it. Hard to tell whether it was burning or what it was. The object that fell went for about 75 feet and extinguished. We chased the thing at about 80 miles an hour. It ran off and left us and disappeared over the city of Norwalk, just completely blanked out.
Oh, boy.
And that's not worth much to you, I'm sure.
Okay.
Right, I gotta give you a call.
Now, was this all light?
Yeah, it was, like I say, it was white light. There was no no navigation lights on it
uh-huh.
as far as the red or green type thing. But it was white primarily. We obs coming towards us. It passed probably about a quarter of a mile to a half mile in front of us. That's where we picked up the estimate of speed. We were in an aircraft at the time. That's where we had the altitude on it.
Okay.
Well, tell me about the other sightings.
In case somebody doesn't call you, there was just a sighting about, I'd say, 20 minutes ago, maybe 10 minutes ago, over Long Beach Airport. Two small white lights leaving a vapor trail, estimated 1,500 feet, traveling eastbound at probably, what did John say, 600, 700? It was, because the sighting was only lasted for about 15 seconds.
Okay.
But on that, it, like I said, left vapor trails, and again, just small white light was all the guy saw on it.
Okay.
Very shortly after that, Huntington Beach, Police Department and called Long Beach Tower and requested whether they had any UFO sightings because apparently they'd had calls on it.
We were sitting here just talking about it and listening to our VHF and they begin to talk about it, you know.
Uh-huh.
Our guys are sitting around and say, well, hell, I didn't see anything. I ain't going to tell nobody about that. And we just listened to our VHF and Huntington Beach called the tower and says, hey, you know, have you guys had any sightings, UFOs?
Okay, now which direction were you flying at the time?
Okay, the time we were flying, we were headed northwest.
Uh-huh.
That's the earlier sighting now.
Right.
We were headed northwest, and this thing was coming from the northeast.
Okay.
I'd say probably, I don't know, I could tell you degree-wise, maybe at 80 degrees, I think.
Didn't have any defined shape to it?
No, nothing that, and I'm sorry I didn't hit it with the light now, because if it'd been a shape, I would have been able to see it.
Okay.
But we saw the thing coming, thinking it was, you know, an airplane coming into Fullerton Airport, until the thing started to pass us in front of us, and I saw this object fall off of it. Like I said, it was totally white, like real bright, like magnesium burns.
Maybe. Yes.
And about that time, told my partner, hey, turn around and take a look at that. And the thing just ran off and left us. It accelerated and ran off and left us. Maintained it. It maintained a pretty good altitude, about 600. I didn't see anything go down. It didn't go towards Fullerton, but headed towards the city of Norwalk. And right about over the city of Norwalk, it just completely vanished.
Okay.
All the light died on it.
Do you have any estimate on your exact location when you saw that?
Yeah, our exact location would have been just about Leffingwell and Colima.
Okay. How long did you have that under observation?
I would say for no more than maybe about 15 seconds.
Okay. Did that thing deviate from its course at all?
No, it appeared to maintain its course.
Okay. Horizontal?
Horizontal, right.
Okay. How's your sky conditions there tonight?
It's we have an inversion layer at about
1,000 foot.
About 1,000 foot. And it's smoggy, but not that bad tonight.
It's fairly clear.
Yeah, not as bad as LA normally can get.
Okay.
The second sighting was by a person standing on the ground at Long Beach Airport.
Uh-huh.
Two bright lights.
By the way, before our captain goes unglued, is this number toll-free?
Pardon?
Is the number we called, is it a toll-free number?
No, sir.
Oh, it's going to be a world of hurt.
Well, this is a good time for making calls anyway, 60% off.
Oh, there we go.
Could we get your name?
Hey, I'll tell you, we're a police agency out here, and we really hesitate to do it behind our brass.
Uh-huh.
You got to understand that one.
Oh, sure. Okay, is there, what's your phone number down there?
I hesitate to even give you that, too.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you know, we work for a very weird captain. We really do. I really am sorry about that. The guy in Long Beach Tower that's working right now could probably give you about as much as any. He didn't see the lights that came over.
I see.
But he's the one that gave me your phone number on it.
Okay, great.
Is that, yeah, I'm sorry to do that. I really am, but hey, I work for a weird captain. I really do.
Well, could we get back to you at your home phone?
Yeah, there you can do it.
Okay. And if you have to do it in the future, why just call us collect?
Okay, hey, we'll do.
No.
Well, now, what is this, airport?
No, it's a private scientific organization.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, we're working, we cover the entire North American continent.
What's the organization?
Phenomena Research.
Oh, very good. Well, okay, I hope it does some good for you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye. We understand you people had some UFO activity over there tonight. Can you give us anything on it?
Well, you sure got a hold of that quick. In fact, our helicopter crew saw one at about 3:15, Shelley? Yeah, about 3:15. The pilot said he saw it coming on about a 40 to 60 degree heading, which he said it came from the southwest horizon to the northeast horizon.
Uh-huh.
And he said it was two. They were like in formation, although one was a little ahead of the other. Left kind of a blue glow as it went along, but it wasn't a long, real long tail. He said it looked like two teardrops, more or less, because of the way they were moving so fast. But he says it covered from the pilot's side of the windshield to the observer's side of the windshield, and he said about 5 seconds. He said the speed was just unbelievable, just unremarkable.
Did he feel they were fairly low?
No, he thought the altitude was fairly high on it. He says... it wasn't quite from horizon to horizon. He described it more as from one end of the windshield to the other, which is pretty close to horizon, though.
Yes.
And he said it was just unbelievably quick.
Okay.
If you hold on a second, let me check out the heliport and see if they've left yet. They went down a while ago. I don't know if they put the bird to bed yet.
They'll do.
Okay, hold on. Apparently just left. They don't answer the phone, so they're probably out on the road right now. And he's probably our most senior pilot. He's got the most hours with us.
Okay.
And his observer's name is, and they both made the observation.
And we'd like to hear from them if possible.
Okay, will do. They felt it was fairly important, too. We went ahead and cut a call on it and logged it out so that there would be a record of it also.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, and you?
Oh, pretty good.
We understand you saw something tonight.
How about that, huh?
Okay, would you like to describe it?
Yeah, it's, we were flying, I'm a cop, and we were flying patrol, and we sighted two, similar to falling stars, but they were not falling stars.
Uh-huh.
They were in formation, and they went all the way across our windshield, which is probably about 7/8 of the entire horizon, and that was about it. But it was quite exciting.
Okay, now, as a pilot, do you have any estimate of size of these things?
No, I do not. They were high. They were very high and very fast. Very fast. They covered the horizon. I estimate we watched them for about 4 seconds. And in other words, there are so many reasons why they're not falling stars, because I've been flying too long to, you know, be any kind of thinking about they were falling stars. They were in formation. One was ahead, and the other one was kind of like a wingman off to the right, a little bit, you know, right rear type thing.
Yes.
And both of them were identical in brightness, size, shape, speed, direction, everything was identical. They were definitely in formation. And they just, they were getting it on, I'll tell you.
Did these things just move out of your sight, or did they fade out?
That was kind of strange. To me, they kind of, they went across the sky and then just left. They just disappeared. It wasn't like they just poofed. They did not continue. They didn't go all the way down on the horizon. They disappeared while they were in the sky.
Uh-huh.
But they, I just contributed that to just getting it so fast. But,
okay. Was that disappearance abrupt?
Yes, it seemed to be abrupt. That's a good word for it.
Okay. In which direction were you looking at the time?
We were almost due north, and we kind of turned their way after it was all over. I figured that somebody might be interested, so we kind of re-charted them. They were going on about a 50-degree heading across the sky.
Level flight?
Similar, yeah, level. Yeah, I'd say that they were going same as the horizon.
Okay, and they were what color?
Both of us talked it over, and we both feel that it was a kind of a light blue. It wasn't a flame. It wasn't a white, like a falling star. It was not like a falling star. They were kind of a light blue, and neither one, for the speed they were going, another reason why they weren't falling stars is because of the speed they were going, they didn't leave a long enough tail. It was a fairly short trail behind them, considering their speed, and yet it was a long trail, but not as fast as they were going. It should have had a longer tail on it, so kind of a light blue. He thinks light blue to gray. To me, it would be a glowing light blue.
Okay. Do you have tinted windows in the copter?
No, the glass that we saw them out of was not tinted.
Clear. Okay.
Clear glass.
Did you have to look up at all to see those?
No. Well, they were slightly up. They were probably on a 10-degree upward from us. They were about 10 degrees up. But no, it wasn't. They went right across in front of us. They were up there. We definitely know that they were real high. But they went across our horizon, right across our windshield.
Okay, could you make an estimate of size by comparing it with something?
No, I really can't. They were just, I don't have any way to figure out how high they were. They were high. They were definitely high. But there's no way to estimate size.
Okay, what was the exact time of that?
I think about 3:15, 0315.
And you felt that was for how long?
I think we saw him for about four. He thinks about 4 to 5 seconds. I think about 4 seconds would just about cover it.
And you would rule out the meteor, large meteors?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Okay. I mean, even if it would have been one of them, number one, there's just no way that two meteors are going to fall side by side in formation. Both sides were exactly the same. Both of them were exactly the same appearance. And I've seen so many falling stars. I have about, I have over 5,000 hours of flying, and I've seen so many falling stars, and they were not falling stars. They were not bright enough to be a falling star, and they were just identical, and they were definitely, they were in formation, which is just all these years, and I finally see something like that.
When they came into your view, was it something that you felt just moved into your view, or did it just suddenly appear there?
I forget what we were doing. I think we were working a call or something.
Uh-huh.
And then just out of the corner of my eye, I saw them, and I pointed them out, and just after then, he spotted them.
Uh-huh.
And we just both watched them, and I kept, at first, a falling star, and then I kept waiting for them to fade out like a falling star would, and they just kept going and going and going and going. And then I started realizing they're in formation. There's two of them, and then when they disappeared, we sat there going, we have just seen a UFO.
Yeah, okay. And let's see. Is this the first time you've ever seen anything like this?
Yes. I've been at God for 11 and a half years, and I've been flying for about 6 and a half of that. And I've never seen anything like it, and the only two explanations could have been that would even been, somebody could even argue with us about would be falling stars, of which they were definitely not. And then another thing might be a jet airplane.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely not. They're too fast to be any kind of jet that we have. And a jet, I don't believe, would have a trail like that.
Did you check with any of the FAA agencies there to see if they had that thing on radar?
I called Long Beach Tower, and they kind of laughed. I think they thought we were kidding them or something. And I talked to them, and I could tell that wasn't going to get anywhere, so I just kind of let them laugh it off. But they were over there sleeping or something.
Okay.
Now, I asked them if you had anybody reporting any sightings of UFOs, and they snickered and said no, but you're the first. And they were treating it like a joke, so I didn't want to push that.
Right.
So I told them to go back to sleep. But that was it. We had another one earlier in the city tonight. We had a call. Some lady saw a UFO, and I asked them if they'd gotten her number, but they evidently didn't take her number or anything else.
Yeah.
We checked that out, naturally. We kind of that, too.
Yeah, we had a call earlier this evening from a couple pilots flying over the area, I think around 8:45 or something like that. They spotted something up there.
It's exciting. And, you know, I'm one of these people that I'm very open-minded to this kind of stuff, and, you know, I don't say I believe in them, but I definitely think that a person has to be pretty narrow-minded to believe that we're out here in this big ocean of air and not be the only ones in it. So.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
How are the sky conditions?
Clear.
Okay.
Beautiful night out here. Absolutely clear. No clouds. No haze. Nothing. Absolutely beautiful night. 60 degrees. I mean, it's just beautiful.
Great.
So I'm trying to think of anything else, and I can't think of anything. That was real exciting. I'm always glad I finally saw something like that.
Well, we sure appreciate your talking to us, and if you see anything in the future, why, give us a call. Call Collect. This line is Collect for any police officers who are seeing things and reporting.
What do you do with this now?
Well, of course, we'll hope that other witnesses will come through, and then we'll evaluate the information and run it through a data reduction system and catalog that into our data bank and use it for our research programs.
That's interesting. I know one of our units said that he had about four people that saw the same thing we did.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we didn't push that either. So, and I thought somebody said that a couple more of our units had seen them.
Uh-huh.
So you might, I don't know if that would do you any good, but I know we saw them, and everybody was kind of curious, and everybody was kind of chuckling us at first until I realized that we were serious.
Right.
And both of us discuss this, and we definitely know that they were not anything, but they were, that's the only thing it could be. It's just the conditions, there was no way. That's
right.
What they were.
Were you directly over Huntington Beach at the time?
Yes, right about the middle of the city, going almost in the same direction as they were, just a little bit, and they just cut all the way across.
Okay, then would you say they were coming in from the ocean?
They were, I kind of described it at first from, they were coming in from the ocean, about a southwest to a northeast attitude.
Yeah.
And about, then we kind of went on the heading in between 40 and 60 degrees. And they were flying.
Okay, thanks a lot, Jim.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, have a nice day.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah, this sergeant in Santa Ana Police Department?
Yes, sir.
How many calls have you had tonight?
Quite a few.
They were neat, eh? I was just talking to some of the people down here. I'm in Southern California.
Yes.
Okay, well, I was talking to, I started calling around to some of the different control towers, talked to LAX, their control tower. The controller said he didn't see him, but he had two reports on him, one from a pilot. And then I talked to Ontario, and he hadn't heard anything, but the military base, when I was trying to come up with a number, this UFO sighting number, military March Air Force Base spotted them, and all the police departments in between here and God only knows where. So how far north did you get your calls from?
Well, we got some out of as far north as Marin County.
That's what we heard. We heard about 10 minutes after we saw them, our dispatcher inside was talking to Control 1, which is a centralized base, communications base for all of Orange County, and they said they had gotten reports of a sighting in Santa Clara County, which is just south of Marin County.
Yeah, so whatever it was, it had to be quite high.
Oh, yeah, they were. And boy, were they moving. We saw them only for about, I'd say, 4 or 5 seconds, and they were coming out of the south, kind of the southwest going northeast. And that was almost, well, from the south southeast horizon to where we couldn't see them over some buildings. But according to this pilot that reported to LAX, he saw them horizon in about 10 seconds.
Right. We just talked to him.
Oh, did you?
Right.
The pilot?
Right. He's Huntington Beach.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they were flying their helicopter at the time.
Police?
Right.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh.
What did he guesstimate on altitude?
Well,
it's so hard to tell.
He wasn't going to make any estimate because he had no way of telling without knowing the size of the thing.
Yeah. Did he report two lights?
Right.
One at different altitude?
Right, but he said they held their formation all the way.
If it was a formation, it was hard
right.
to tell. We never could distinguish a body or a form, but there were two lights, and they were at different altitudes. You know, it was either an awfully big object with light on top and bottom, or there were two of them,
uh-huh.
you know, whatever. But I've been a police officer for 13 years. I've never seen anything like it. It was neat. I want them to come back.
Can we get your name again?
Yeah. Do I have to?
Oh, no.
No, that's all right. I'm a sergeant with Santa Ana Police Department.
Uh-huh.
But I had, after I called it in, just fooling around with the dispatcher, I said, we got UFOs in the area. About three other officers called in and said, yeah, I saw them too. I had two officers standing with me at the time, and we watched them. And apparently, talking to the military police down here, they heard on their scanners that the sheriff's office here and several of the other police departments heard it, or observed them
right.
also. Yeah, and I wouldn't try to guesstimate on altitude either because there's no way of knowing.
Right.
I'm a private pilot. I fly, and I know there isn't anything made that moves that fast, you know. When I first spotted it, like I said, I thought it was a shooting star and I didn't even get it out of my mouth. I realized it was, and then I thought airplane landing lights, you know, but
yes.
then it was moving so fast that it couldn't have, no way it could have been an airplane. And, it's just very unusual.
Well, we sure appreciate your report.
Sure. Did wake you up or
no.
Man the phone?
No, we've been up a while.
Are you with the government?
No, it's a private scientific organization.
Oh, is that right?
Right.
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, the government has given up their study, so we have to go it alone.
And most of it came just from California.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Very good. I want to write this number down. We couldn't find our number, so what do I list it as besides UFO sighting?
Just UFO Reporting Center.
Reporting Center.
Right.
Okay.
Are
you in Seattle?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And any police personnel seeing things can call collect if they have no other means there.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. Very good. Okay, nice talk. How's the weather up there?
A little cloudy.
Is it?
Yeah. But otherwise, very mild.
Well, that's not good. We need rain. Do you guys need rain?
Boy, we need it in eastern Washington. They're ready to blow away over there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, of course, California, you know, they're rationing water in our northern part of our state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looked pretty bad for us here for a while, but it's been raining off and on for about 3 weeks now.
Well, that's good. Very good. Okay, nice talking to you.
Right. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Bye.
Collect call from Huntington Beach Police. Will you accept?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
I understand you saw something tonight.
Yes, it was a little strange.
Okay, we'd like to get your version of it.
Okay. We were, myself and my partner, I believe you already talked to him.
Right.
We're heading northbound along Golden West Street, which is a north-south street in our city. And I believe we're about 800 feet. We're in a helicopter. And we're watching the horizon, and my partner was in the left seat of the helicopter, called my attention to two objects he saw moving across the sky. And I looked at them. They were on the left side of our helicopter bubble at that time. And I looked up and saw two objects, kind of a light bluish in color, a bluish glow to them or something. And they were heading all in from a southwesterly to northeasterly direction. And very high rate of speed, and we had them in visual for about all around 5 seconds. They were both exactly identical in size and shape, like a teardrop with a tail on it, and both one was flying just a little bit to the left, I believe, and ahead of the other, and they were, it looked like they were in formation,
mm-hmm.
flying across, and it was very odd. This is the first time I've ever seen anything like that.
Okay, now, did you see the objects as they disappeared from your view? Did these things just disappear abruptly, or did they just go out of sight in the distance?
Well, they, it appeared that, see, I'm trying to think, they were, when they got to my right, the bubble of the helicopter comes down and obscured my vision.
Uh-huh.
And so after about, I'd say 4 to 5 seconds, when they got to the right part where my vision is obscured by a part of the frame of the bubble, then I couldn't see them anymore.
Uh-huh.
So in that sense of the word, it was abruptly. I didn't see them after that.
Okay. Would you say these things were quite high?
Yeah, I'd say they were quite high. We couldn't make out any form to them at all, you know, like a, you know, you can make out form, you know, of a plane, even at night, you know, in normal altitudes or normal
right.
approach altitudes. But, yeah, these were quite high.
Okay, now, in your opinion, how long did you watch those?
I'd say between 4 and 6 seconds. It's, you know, hard to say exactly, but it was between four and six seconds. They traversed the whole, our whole vision from inside of our bubble there in the helicopter,
uh-huh.
from left to right.
Okay, were they leaving a trail that you could see?
Yeah, the trail was all like it was attached. It was like a tail more than a trail.
Okay.
And that was what was odd about them, because they were identical. You know, they're the same distance. Each was exactly the same.
Okay, in your opinion, were they flying a horizontal flight path?
Oh, yeah, the attitude was definitely horizontal.
Okay.
Definitely parallel to the ground.
Okay. You know, I forgot to ask his telephone number. Do you have that handy?
I don't have it handy.
Okay.
I'm sure you can probably call back and get it.
Yeah, sure. Okay, well, I think we got all the information we need. We've had quite a few calls from the Southern California area on this.
Tonight?
Right.
That's really, really odd. You know, it was real strange. We had just investigated one earlier. We had just left it off in the pad, and I guess it was about 9:30 or thereabouts, 9 o'clock, and we got a radio call to respond to the area, Heil and Edwards in our city, and check for one. And, you know, we thought, at that time, there was a lot of air traffic up, you know.
Uh-huh.
L.A. still, and Long Beach is still busy with all their, you know, people coming in. And there was a lot of air traffic up, and we thought, well, you know, she just saw lights or something. So we flew over there, looked around, didn't see anything but a bunch of airplanes in the sky, and just forgot about it
okay.
until about 3:15.
Yeah. Okay, well, we sure appreciate your calling,
okay.
and this number is for police personnel is open for collect calls.
Okay.
And otherwise, for the general public, it's just straight dial direct.
Yeah.
But if we get anything regarding the identification of these things, why, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah, my name is from Los Angeles.
Yes, sir.
I'm got the number here for UFO Reporting Center, right?
Right.
Do you guys have enough calls tonight?
Then we had our share from your area.
Oh, okay, then I won't bother with this.
Did you see something yourself?
No, not myself. I just reported from our aircraft.
Oh. Uh-huh. Do you have any names or involved witnesses?
Believe it or not.
Sure.
But I didn't get his first name.
Okay, did he have a telephone number?
He's in our Aero Bureau. Yeah, what's Aero Bureau's phone number? Anyway, you want to copy this stuff down?
Yes.
Okay, at 325, spotted what appeared to be white lights. Direction of travel is west to east. 1,500 feet. 500 to 600 miles per hour.
Uh-huh.
Appeared to be a magnesium ball. He said it trailed off a particle that dropped about 70 to 75 feet before burning out.
Okay.
And he's a pilot or an observer. I don't know which. I didn't ask him. From our Aero Bureau that's based at Long Beach Airport.
I see.
Okay, and then he also had another sighting last night, 2045 hours. That would be on the 21st.
Okay.
It was 200 miles per hour and accelerating from northeast to southwest and disappeared on the horizon. That was about 200 feet. He was in a chopper at that time.
I see. Okay. And who's calling again?
This is the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department.
County Sheriff. Okay. Well, we sure appreciate this information.
Okay. Did you get that phone number?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Hello, Bureau Sergeant.
Yes, sir, Sergeant. I'm calling for the UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
Right.
We talked to your communications center earlier this morning, and they said that a couple of your pilots had been up and seen the two objects that went over California.
Yeah, that's correct.
And we're trying to get the parties' names and home telephone numbers now. He said that one was in, had the last name of...
That's right. You want to hold on for a second? He's here.
Sure.
All right.
Good morning. This is UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
Yes.
I wonder if we could get a description of the objects you saw this morning.
Yeah, hey, are you the man were you on duty about 3 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay, I'm the one that calls you.
Oh, I see.
So you could put my name on it now. I couldn't do it.
Okay, that's quite an overlap there.
Well, yeah, it was. Yeah. Like I said, you know, I was hesitant this morning till the rest of this thing went down, and then it became official as far as we were concerned.
Yeah.
And my captain really is inky. Yeah, hey, okay. You have the two we had this morning, right?
Right. Okay, what was your first name?
Theodore.
Theodore, okay.
And deputy sheriff of the county of Los Angeles and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, and I gave you the time this morning. Was about 2045.
Right.
Right in there.
Right, okay. Could
we get
about
the object that fell from it.
Right, uh-huh.
Now, did somebody from our department again further call you then, I assume?
Yeah, the communications center got a hold of us. Yeah.
Sergeant Rupp.
Right, mm-hmm.
Okay, he advised you we had another sighting at one of our Firestone Park units, sighted it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, apparently, as we tied that down time-wise, he said it was 0320. My partner and I had the one at 945. We had the other pilot I told you about out of here, sighted it somewhere around 330, 325, somewhere in there.
Uh-huh.
We were vague on the time, so we didn't really look at it at the time.
Right, okay.
So it was probably the same sighting, just coming further this way.
Okay.
The Firestone unit had the same two lights, but he accepts the rear one was trailing to the right, you know, like half of a V-type formation.
Thing. Yes, uh-huh.
Did he also tell you that they had a shape to it?
No.
Yeah, it was ball-shaped.
Just a regular ball, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Do you guys really get many sightings like this?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So much objects that are seen over such a wide area. Most of this stuff is really confined, you know.
Yeah.
But something like this, seen over a wide area, we don't get anything too often.
I understand from our communication sergeant that it was seen, you know, from Sacramento on down in the civil defense loop.
Uh-huh. Well, then it had to be a couple high flyers.
Like I say, with the exception of that one that came down through my partner and I, that thing was, we were looking at it at 600.
Yeah.
It was weird. How about objects with blue flashing lights on? Do you run across that very often?
Yes.
All right, we've had numerous reports in the industry area in the past. In fact, we had one, I couldn't give you a date or time on it, but it was a few months ago on Long Beach, not Long Beach, but L.A. policeman and his son came into the station and gave a location and said, hey, you know, this thing's coming down out there and it's got flashing blue lights on it. So they got a hold of our helicopter over the radio and asked where they were, and, you know, they were quite a ways from it. And they told them what they had. And this guy from LAPD says, hey, I had to come in and tell you. I knew I couldn't call. You wouldn't believe me. But I didn't know blue flashing lights were predominant in these things.
Yeah, and then there's a combination of the colors, red, blue, green, white, just... It all fits a pattern, but there's a wide variety.
Huh. I imagine getting all the calls, you guys can almost put one pattern-wise all the way across.
Yeah, well, we like now, like the one early this morning, why we will just plot the course of this thing and see if we can't come up with something. Then.
Yeah, beautiful.
So,
well, are you guys private organization or government financing?
No, it's private, self-funded. No, we can't get any government financing. They're out of the business completely.
I always figured they said they were. Who am I talking to, by the way?
Robert Gribble.
Robert, hold on. Let me get a pencil here, would you?
Sure.
Okay, listen, if we see anything else, we'll give you a call in.
And you've got our number, right?
Right.
Okay, and remember, any police officers reporting sightings can call collect.
Beautiful.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you much.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Yes, this is Kent Pierce calling from KCRA Television in Sacramento, California.
Yes, sir.
Where are you located?
Seattle, Washington.
Seattle.
Right.
I didn't know what 206 was. I got your number from the FAA tower here at Stockton Field.
Yes.
In Central California. We had a reported sighting at 5:30 this morning. Did you receive a report of that?
5:30?
5:30 this morning, Pacific time. Six San Joaquin County deputies, sheriff's deputies, at three different locations, each in teams of two, indicated that they had seen a hovering light form, and it was moving from west to east at high speed. It hovered, then it moved. And two other deputies indicated it was from 50 to 100 feet long with a black border around it, climbing at about a 25-degree incline until it disappeared from sight. And that was firmed up by one other pair of deputies. We've had three different deputies, three teams of deputies, all of whom reported sighting this thing at 5:30 this morning right here in Central California.
No, we hadn't heard a thing about it.
San Joaquin County is about 80 miles east of San Francisco,
right,
and 50 miles south of Sacramento. So, and the feedback that we've gotten from this, apparently, I've checked with the FAA. They don't acknowledge that any such report was made to them, either the FAA main office here in Stockton or the tower. And they gave me your number, and that's why I'm reporting to you. Do you have a number for the National Air Raid Warning and Alert Service system in Sacramento?
No, sir, I don't.
They have a hotline directly to that office, and all they do is pick it up, and it rings at the other end.
I see.
And they reported it through that system. And I have not checked with Sacramento Information yet to see if they have a listing for that phone. What I'm trying to do is trace this down, and because this is news. It was a sighting by three different teams of deputies in three different locations throughout this county. And the inference was that it was seen in other counties as well. Is this the first you've heard of it?
Well, in that particular area, with your time factor, yes, but we were flooded with calls by two large objects over the greater Los Angeles and Orange County area about 3:30.
Hmm.
I don't know whether there's any tie in there or not, but yours is
down
the first
in the LA Basin?
Right. And all of those were reported by police personnel also.
LA Basin, 3:30 p.m.
Right.
And it was pretty widespread throughout that area?
Right.
Huh. And then they picked it up here at 5:30. Hmm. Fascinating.
And down there it was two glowing objects moving southwest to northeast at a high rate of speed. On a level flight trajectory.
Southwest and northeast until it what? Disappeared over the horizon?
Right.
Uh-huh. Southwest and northeast at high speed?
Right.
Until they disappeared. Huh. Yeah, it's fascinating. Of course, you probably get almost daily reports of this kind of stuff.
Oh, yes.
What do you think it is?
Well, it's really too hard to tell. We're trying to evaluate the information right now. As far as the Southern California event is concerned.
Yeah, well, my name is Kent Pierce. I'm with KCRA-TV Channel 3. We're the NBC affiliate here in Sacramento and Stockton area.
Uh-huh.
I work out of the Stockton office, and I just happened to come across this quite accidentally. I make the morning rounds, as it were, by phone with all the law enforcement agencies, and wasn't much going on last night in the county except this one thing that seemed to capture everybody's attention. The fact that three different teams at three different locations all cited the same thing. Well, you know, different versions of the
right.
same thing at about the same time. And they all went ahead and reported, wrote it on their summary reports for their shift. And if you need any more information, you can talk to Lieutenant at the San Joaquin County Sheriff's Department in Stockton. And I don't think he has any more information than what I've been able to give you, but if you can think of something, you need to ask him. The six deputies, the three different teams, were a graveyard. They are now all home in bed. They work the graveyard. So, unfortunately, I can't get to them. I'd like to have their eyewitness accounts of this thing.
Uh-huh.
But now you know as much about it as we do down here. I was hoping you could shed some new light, but this is the first report you've had of it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure sorry I can't give you more information.
Yeah. Now, that's the time window, though. It's 5:30 a.m., and they all correspond on that same thing. One even went so far as to describe it as 50 to 100 feet long with a blackboard or whatever the hell that means.
Uh-huh.
And so, as I say, to whom am I speaking?
Robert Gribble.
Mr. Gribble? All right, and I assume that your attentions are tuned nightly to all kinds of these things.
Yes, they are.
Do you ever get any daylight sightings?
Very few.
Very few.
I'd say that 0.1% almost.
Yeah. What is this, aurora activity or something, or have you been able to determine?
Are you speaking of last night's events?
No, not necessarily last night, but I mean in general. What do most of these amount to?
Well, we have a good percentage of high-altitude lights, and that's all they report is just plain lights. And then we have...
kind of natural phenomenon?
It could be, yes. Some fall into the natural phenomenon, yet some fall into the UFO category. They,
unexplainable.
Right. They have the same motions and flight characteristics and so forth as the objects that are actually described as vehicles.
Hmm.
But, of course, our top priority cases are those where the objects make very close approaches to the witnesses, and they can actually describe a vehicle. They can see the superstructure.
Hmm.
And that's what we're really interested in.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy. Yeah, what is your organization? This is not the old Air Force thing. They've abandoned that, haven't they?
They have abandoned their study. There is no federal agency on UFO investigation anymore.
I see. What is it, privately funded?
Right.
I see. And what do you call yourself?
It's Phenomena Research.
Phenomena Research.
Right.
Phenomena Research. And that's a privately funded organization in based in Seattle.
Right.
Okay. Well, Mr. Gribble, thank you very much. I'm sorry I couldn't give you more information, and I'm sorry you couldn't give me more.
Well, if we come up with anything new, we'll let you know.
Yeah, all right. If you feel like it and you do come up with anything, why don't run your phone bill out. Call us collect. You can call me here at... I'll tell you what, why don't you call the home station, which is in Sacramento. I run the San Joaquin Valley Bureau out of Stockton. That's a direct line to our newsroom. And as I say, we're the NBC affiliate for the Sacramento-Stockton market. And we're interested in this. If you come up with anything on this, give us a collect call. I'd appreciate it.
Will do.
Thank you, Mr. Gribble.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yes, I'm calling for the UFO Reporting Center in Washington. We understand you had some activity in the sky down there early this morning. I wonder if you could give us any information.
This is Death Sergeant. Can I help you?
Yes, sir. I'm calling for the UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if you could give us any information on the UFO reports in your area there early this morning.
Okay. It just so happens that I have one of the officers sitting right in here that observed it. I'll let him talk to you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Just a second.
Okay, I'll get him off hold. Hello, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I understand you saw something in the sky this morning.
Yes.
I wonder if we could get a description of that.
Well, approximately all we could see that we really could tell of it were that there was two distinct lights.
Uh-huh.
Appeared to be two different objects. And all we could actually see on it would be like a giant light bulb in the sky. That's what it looked like.
I see.
Now, we could see no body, no form to the object itself.
And there were two of those?
Yes.
Okay. Now, about what time did you spot those?
This would be about 5:15.
5:15, okay.
And we had them in sight for probably 10 minutes at the most.
Okay, now which direction were you looking at the time?
Okay, we were looking in a westerly direction.
West, okay. And which direction were they traveling?
East, southeast.
East, southeast, okay.
Yes.
How were the sky conditions there at the time?
Clear, it was dusk or dawn. Sun was just coming up, and that's when we lost contact with them. Visible contact is when they disappeared into the sunlight.
Okay, now did these actually come out of the northwest sky or western sky?
Well, we were actually parked for a few minutes, and we were looking in the a westerly direction. And these two objects, they appeared to be morning stars. They were so low to the horizon and so bright that I was looking at them earlier, and that's just what I assumed them to be. And suddenly they started moving, and they possibly could have been moving all the time, but at one point we were able to see distinct movement. One object moved up closer to the other object, and then they both started accelerating speed, moving in an easterly direction.
Okay, now were they leaving a trail of any kind?
No, as I said, all we could see were lights, no vapor trails or anything.
Okay.
In the west sky, it was still very dark.
Uh-huh. Okay, now did they follow a straight flight path, or did they deviate from their flight path?
No, I'd say they were deviating.
Uh-huh.
It looked like they were rising in height and coming down. And at one point, two objects were fairly close together, and the light appeared to go out on one object, and we still could maintain visual contact with the second object, but the first object just disappeared for approximately, maybe 30 seconds even, and then it came back into view again, as though it had turned in another direction and the light wasn't shining our way anymore.
I see. Okay. Can you compare the size of those with anything? Say like an article held at arm's length, a small article.
Well, all I can really say is that when we saw them, they appeared like they'd be the size of the planet.
Uh-huh.
From the distance they were.
Okay.
Okay.
Would you say that those were considerable distance away?
What is that? At the time we saw them?
Right.
Yes, I would say so.
Okay. And did you actually watch them until they disappeared in the distance?
Okay. The sergeant just informed me there's also another officer available who saw the objects last night, too, who could speak to you if you would be interested in that.
Oh, very much so, yes.
Yes. Okay. And what was your question again?
Did you watch the objects until they actually disappeared?
Yes.
Okay. Did you notice any unusual aircraft activity in that area?
None at all. There was nothing else in the sky moving at the time.
Okay.
And in a minute, I'm going to try and transfer you to these other officers on another line. So if we get cut off, you can get back to us at this number.
Have you ever seen one of these before?
No, I haven't.
Were you alone at the time?
No, I wasn't. I was with another deputy.
Okay, that'll be two witnesses then.
Yes.
Okay, I think I got just about all I need.
Okay, hang on in just a second. I'll find out where I'll be transferring.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, which number was that?
Okay. Hang on here. I'll transfer him over here. Okay, I'm going to try to transfer you now. And
okay.
You'll be talking to deputy.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello.
Hello.
We understand you saw an object in the sky this morning.
Yeah, I don't know if I reported again, but we did see one.
Okay, I wonder if we could get a description. This is the UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
Okay. My partner... We heard somebody over one of the other officers that was on here saying he saw some lights on the right. It was about 5 o'clock in the morning, shortly afterwards. My partner looked over and said he saw two lights.
Uh-huh.
Just above the thickness of the right. I didn't see these two lights. When I looked over there, I didn't see anything. We pulled out a pair of binoculars and looked over there, and what looked like the remains of a vapor trail, visible, really. I can't give you a... all we saw were short remains of what looked like a vapor trail.
I see.
Okay. Then we kind of kept watching this thing, and we noticed that the vapor trail was, it was actually growing to a certain extent, or going, getting longer, like some type of plane or something was flying. And then, it was kind of hard to explain, but what we observed then was this, what was the remains of a vapor trail, which either this, whatever it was hovering, or it was coming at us, so the vapor trail didn't dirty any longer.
Yes.
All of a sudden, then, the vapor trail started to get longer, like the plane was going almost straight up in the air. Straight up.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it kind of turned and went parallel to the horizon in kind of a little more or less a 45-degree angle with a straight vapor trail that was black in color. And we could see when we put the glasses on the thing as it was moving up, we could see some type of object. You know, it's obviously either a plane with a vapor trail or whatever it was we saw it take off. Now, we had other jets in the area that we could see, and it didn't seem to be the same type of vapor trail or anything on that order.
Yes.
Now, my partner saw the lights. I don't know if I'm giving you a very good description. Actually, what we saw was not an object itself. It was more or less the remains or what the object was doing. It looked to me to be more like a rocket than it did to be an airplane type thing. It kind of reminded me of when they fired off the moonshot and they showed the picture from a long distance away.
Yes.
And it would go straight up and then it kind of angle and head off and instead of going straight, it'd go straight up for a while and then it kind of angled off and go out of sight. And I had practically the same exact impression on this thing. It didn't seem to be more, it seemed to be more like a rocket taking off than it did to be a jet airplane.
Okay, which direction were you looking at the time?
Okay, let me get my bearings to the alert. We were in the town of Bernalas, and we were looking east and a little bit south.
Okay, in which direction was this vapor trail moving?
Okay, when we first saw it, of course, it was almost stationary. Then the vapor trail went south and, of course, up.
But
almost directly south.
Okay.
And as near as we could, I couldn't give you an idea. It moved steady across the horizon. Now, this is the thing that kind of throws me off of being a jet airplane of some kind, was that usually when the impression I had, it was an awfully long ways away.
Yes.
In a plane, and my own feeling was, you know, when you see these things from that kind of distance, you see the vapor trail, but the plane is moving fairly slow, it appears. But this thing went straight up, and or as it was moving away, it was just a steady movement, and almost like it was a lot closer than it was, if you're getting what I say.
Right.
It seemed to me that it was going at an awfully fast rate of speed, if it was a jet airplane. It's kind of a rough thing to describe over the phone.
Okay, but how long did you watch that?
Well, we watched what we saw was the remains of the vapor trail. We watched for somewhere 3 to 5 or 6 minutes. And we just thought, like we said, it was just the remains, and we just kind of kept watching it out of curiosity. Then all of a sudden is when the vapor trail actually started to grow larger, indicating that whatever was making the trail, it was still there.
Uh-huh.
And then it just went almost due south, and we lost sight of it.
Okay, and that was about, you figure, around 5 o'clock?
Right, shortly after 5 a.m.
Okay.
All together saw something. And I'm sure that 4 of us saw the same thing, and then I don't know what the other 2 people saw. They saw it much earlier.
Okay. Now, we find this real interesting because we had a rash of reports out of the Los Angeles and Orange County area around 3:30.
Uh-huh.
And then there was another very large object which was seen going southwest and northeast up around Colusa about 3:30.
Well, I'll tell you the thing that got us and why we made it out. It was obviously, you know, I'm used to seeing jet aircraft and vapor trails, and they don't strike my fancy at all. The thing that caught us was the fact that it was either that vapor trail that we were looking at was stationary.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, it went almost straight up and then headed south at about a 45-degree angle up and out of our sight. And it's peculiar to any type of jet aircraft I've ever seen. And now, I don't know if that's another indication. I've never seen a black vapor trail either. I don't know if that was due to we just saw the sun rise and that it was the sun was hitting it and making it give it a funny light or something. Do you want to talk to my partner now? He's here. Do you want to talk to him? He's the one that the officer brought it to us.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. He saw the lights that I didn't see.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
This
is UFO Reporting Center in Washington. We'd like to get a description of what you saw in the sky this morning.
Okay, I see two lights. One was a little bit higher than the other one. They're kind of 45-degree angle.
Uh-huh.
I only seen it for about a second and a half, and that's after I heard a report of lights in the east. Okay, when I looked over, I seen the two lights. They blipped off. Now, it was just about 5:30, just before sunrise. I got out my binoculars, and I looked in that direction, and I seen them. It looked like it was almost straight up and down, all dark brown or almost a black, what might have been a vapor trail.
Yes.
Okay, it remained in that position off the horizon for approximately 3 or 4 minutes. And I got out of the patrol car, took a look at it. I remember about where it was at. I could barely see it with a naked eye. So I reached in and got the binoculars. As I was coming back out, I could still see it. And it started to, it was moving closer to the west towards us. And this time, it looked like one of these small airplanes towing one of these little flag signs behind them.
The advertising banner?
Like. Uh-huh. But with the binoculars, it looked like a black vapor trail that wasn't moving. I mean, the object wasn't moving at all.
Yes.
It moved up off the horizon, up, I'd say maybe 30 degrees, and it just remained in that one position at a 45-degree angle. I couldn't see anything at the head of it, at the beginning of what looked like a vapor trail. It was still black. We watched it for approximately 5 minutes. And after that, the vapor trail started turning into what looked like a cloud, a sort of a bluish green-colored cloud that remained until the sun came up and it just started fading away, and we could barely see it until the time we came in.
Okay. About how long would you say the entire duration of that sighting took?
Well, you mean up until the clouds dissipated?
Right.
Oh, I'd say we got the call maybe about 5:15, about quarter after 5, we seen it. And at 6, about 10 after 6, we started heading in.
Okay.
And the cloud was almost gone by then. We could still see it, but it looked more like a cloud, a regular cloud, than anything else at the end of it.
Right, okay. Was there quite a bit of radio chatter on this stuff that was seen in the sky?
That we did?
Well, I mean, throughout the area, yes. Were there a lot of other cars that were observing these things?
Yeah, we had 6 officers that actually seen the lights. Now, the other cars did not see the vapor trail or what we seen.
Uh-huh.
It was all in the same direction, but they didn't see the vapor formation that we could see. I don't know if it was their position or not. We were the south part of the county, and they were either in the middle of the county or further north.
Yes. Okay, well, we sure appreciate your talking to us.
All right.
And if we get any information on this, well, we'll get back to you people and let you know about it.
Well, appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
I figure out what it was.
Right.
Okay.
Bye.